We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon. It's the top of the hour, so that means it's time for some news on the beat. Michaela, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe is confirming for the first time publicly that there were high-level discussions at the Justice Department about recruiting cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Donald Trump from office in the aftermath of a former FBI Director James Comey's firing, according to a new interview with CBS's Scott Pelley, airing on 60 Minutes on Sunday. Now, McCabe, who was fired from the FBI last March, also said he ordered an investigation into whether Trump obstructed justice as a way to preserve ongoing inquiries into Russian election meddling in case there was an effort to terminate them. The comments resurfaced the extraordinary tension between Trump and the nation's top law enforcement officials, though a number of the ones who worked with McCabe in the early days of the administration have since been dismissed or resigned. In a statement on Thursday, a Justice Department spokesperson said Rosenstein, who repeatedly disputed the wire revelation back in September, again denied pursuing or advocating for the use of the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. Both Trump and the White House on Thursday called McCabe a disgrace, with the White House saying he had no credibility and Trump accused him of being politically biased during his time at the FBI. All right, guys, moving on. Scott Hoying and Mitch Grassi of Pentatonix fame have released the latest music video from their side project, Superfruit. Superfruit is amazing, by the way. If you guys don't know about them, you have to check them out. The musical duo enlisted Olympic figure skater Adam Rippon to star in a video for their cover of When in Rome's The Promise. The video opens with Grassi and Hoying sitting on the bleachers outside an ice skating rink, bobbing their heads as they sing the song's lyrics. The clip cuts to Rippon in the middle of the ring, prepping for a routine that consists of jaw-dropping spins and astonishing mid-air spins. Now, eventually, the duo join Rippon on the ice to show of their own skating skills. I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say. I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be. The pair singing passionately as Rippon skates elegantly around them. We've got a little audio. Let's take a listen. All right, guys, to watch that video and see some behind-the-scenes photos of this video, go ahead and head on over to wearechannelq.com. While you're there, do not forget we are officially a podcast. We're really proud of that because we know that you are busy. You have things to do, but we try to give you the best content, and now you can listen to it whenever is most convenient for you. Also, make sure to tell your Alexa, hey, Alexa, I want to listen to Channel Q on radio.com. That way you can take us from your home to your car to your work, to the gym, wherever you're headed. In other news, we had the fabulous Flavia join us. She's a singer-songwriter. She was with us on our segment In the Spotlight on Monday. She has released her video for I Don't Want to Be Here, so make sure you check that out as well. Now, when we come back, we will be talking about a few different stories, but I'm so excited to announce it in the 9 o'clock hour. We have the fabulous and very funny Dana Goldberg joining us. She is a lesbian and a comedian. I actually crush on her so hard. Lisa, plug your ears. Also, Lisa, I'm madly in love with you, but
and
we
you'll
love
see
Dana.
Lisa this weekend, and I'll be in Palm Springs for Modernism Week, which is why we're joined by Christopher Kennedy, who's going to be, he's basically created this whole wonderful Modernism Week and the Christopher Kennedy Compound Show House, which I will be exploring tomorrow. I cannot wait to tell you guys all about it next week.
I'm so jealous.
But he's so great at talking about design and stuff, so we're going to have him on next.
That's right. Stick around with a new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. It's Friday, guys. So thankful that you guys are all joining us, especially 103.1, the new Channel Q in Palm Springs, because this next story is going to be a sweet spot for you guys. Now, one of my favorite designers in the entire world is this great genius guy named Christopher Kennedy. If that name sounds familiar, it's because his work is just so renowned. He's one of the most influential designers in the U.S., specifically because of not only just his design work, but how he's cataloged it all in his two beautiful books, one, California Modern, and the second, Making Mid-Century Modern. Please welcome to the Morning Beat, Christopher. There he is, Christopher Kennedy.
Hi, Christopher.
Hey, guys. How are you? I'm so thrilled to be here. Yay.
So, Christopher, you know I've been a longtime fan of your work. I think everyone is. It sort of epitomizes modern chic, mid-century Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. How would you describe your... And that's how I describe it. How would you describe your kind of overall aesthetic and the way you view design?
I think you did a pretty great job there, definitely, Jay. But I'm just, I'm just modern. I went to school for architecture. I love the Bauhaus and the mid-century back in my, 18, 19, 20-year-old self. So I guess it's fate. I found my way to Palm Springs. Well, I like to do things that are contemporary, but, with a sense of nostalgia, sense of the past.
I love that. And Michaela is decorating her place, and she loves.
I was just going to tell you, I moved into this adorable little cottage with my girlfriend, and we said, we want to do like mid-modern century. This is what we want to do. And I was looking, and I'm just finding so much inspiration from your work because, it's not easy for me. I'm not really great at design, so I have to find a lot of inspiration from other people and at your everything.
Thank you. I'm happy to give inspiration. That's what design's about. That's what our book's about, is sharing and being inspired. I think our homes have to make us happy, I'm just kind of a big nerd, and I love The Secret and things like that.
Yes.
Oh my God, so is Michaela.
Are we meant to be friends? Because I have my vision board all over my house.
I insist that we be friends. But absolutely. So I think if you can, just wake up in a home that you love, or a bedroom that inspires you, or a living room that, gives you a big hug after a hard day in the stressful world, that puts a smile on your face.
You told me that, Christopher, and I encouraged me to paint an accent wall, a color that really inspired me. I love this sort of teal aqua color. And I did an accent wall in my bedroom, and you're right, it does, it feels good.
It changes how we feel, and that changes how we think, and our thoughts become our words, and our words become our actions, and day by day, that becomes our destiny. And our homes really do, in a really serious way, impact how we function in the world and what we achieve and do.
Well, I want to ask you something, because I do find a lot of inspiration from you, and I think that many do. What are some tips that you have when you're just moving into your place, or even if you've been there for a while and you're really just looking to redecorate?
A little
mid-century sprucing. So I think, God is in the small things and all the details. So if you can go out and buy that, mid-century sofa or credenza, great. But those are big kind of investment purchases. But to me, often it's the small things we touch and use every day. Mm. A vintage set of, barware. Go to a flea market or Pasadena or, some consignment store in your area and invest in something small and tactile. For me, it's I use this great, cocktail shaker when I have the occasional martini in the evening and some, vintage glasses.
Occasional.
And, that makes me feel, as cool as Dean Martin. But I think those small things you use every day can really impact you. Yes, those large pieces are great too, but if you don't have the budget or the space, get some small things.
Yeah, love that. And you know what? I want to talk about the Modernism Week. So it's 2019 Modernism Week Show House, the Christopher Kennedy Compound. And so we're going to take a quick break, step away for a minute, and then I want to go into this because this is something that people travel from all over the world to go to, and it's your big event. I'm actually coming down this weekend. I'm going to get on the road once I finish here because I have to be there. This is a must-see, but I want to tell our listeners, so we'll take a quick break and we'll come right back.
That's right, you guys. We are with Christopher Kennedy. We are the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com. We'll be right back.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. It's Friday, and we're stoked because there is an event that I am dying to get to, and it is the Modernism Week happening in Palm Springs, Palm Desert. Folks already know about this. It's the Christopher Kennedy Compound, and we're so thrilled to welcome the interior designer to the stars and all of us, but Christopher Kennedy on the show. Welcome back, Christopher.
Hey, guys.
Hey, so talk to me a little bit about this thing called Modernism Week and, furthermore, the Christopher Kennedy Compound, because its history is kind of really interesting, but also just how people travel from all over to be a part of this.
It is crazy. It is like the Coachella of the mid-century design world, honestly. The Modernism Week began about when I began my career about 15 years ago, and it started as just like a vintage antique show at the convention center. Flash forward 10, 15 years, almost 15, and it is now this, you know, citywide event with bus tours and lectures and home tours and cocktail parties that last year, 120,000 attendees from 20 countries and 49 states came to. So it's this explosion. It celebrates all things mid-century, you know, our great design, our great impact on architecture and interiors that we have in Palm Springs, and just like this kind of, you know, cocktail culture that lots of us know and love.
Love.
Well, I'm excited that you're excited and Jay is ready to get already. But are there any designers, I know you've seen a little bit, is there anybody that's like totally just catching your eyes, or anybody that's not quite ready yet? Can you just give us a little details about the designers?
Absolutely. So there's it's like a whole, you know, 10-day festival that starts this Saturday, tomorrow, and runs through the 24th. And I produce the signature event for Modernism Week, which is called the Christopher Kennedy Compound. I'm not very creative, so I named it for myself.
That's probably what I would do.
And I produce a showcase house where I bring together 14 of the world's most influential interior designers to each create unique rooms in this great showcase house. So our good friend Carson Kressley did it a few years ago.
Yeah.
We have wonderful tastemakers and designers all creating rooms. I gut renovate a house between about December and February over the winter holidays with 14 famous interior designers, 12 brand sponsors. About 5,000 people will tour it. We raise $100,000 for preservation of architecture and design student scholarships in Palm Springs.
Wow.
So it is like, it's crazy town. It's like Extreme Home Makeover meets $1 Million Decorators with the look of Mad Men. So I'm going to have to scoot soon because I have the house actually isn't even ready, and we open in about 3 or 4 hours this evening.
Oh my gosh.
So it's a nail biter. So it's a race to the finish.
What are there things that happen last minute, like things don't show up and things break?
We don't have enough time, but I'll give you a highlight. So in the pool house, because of course this house has a pool house, it's Palm Springs.
Chic.
It's like the size of like my first apartment. It's like a whole kitchen bath, you know. But all the tile was going to be brand new from Italy. It was supposed to be here in December, but of course being a brand new product, it arrived like 4 days ago and it's the wrong color.
So what do you do when that happens?
Well, let's just say that there is tile being air freighted from Italy right now.
I think it's in first class
having a mimosa.
Oh my god. You literally have Channel Q's prayers.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, send good vibes, Channel Q, please. It arrived. Actually, the new tile arrived like 2 days ago, and we have some hardworking craftsmen installing it literally as I talk to you. So it's always a race to the finish, but we always pull it off, and the guests just love it. There's so much inspiration. You can follow it at thechristopherkennedycompound.com or my Instagram at Christopher Kennedy Inc. and see all the inspiration.
And
some behind the scenes as well in my Instagram stories.
Well, I have a question for you, because now designers get like each different part of the house. So, you know, they can have the living room or the entry or the powder room. Is there any room in particular that's more difficult than the others to decorate? Because I can't imagine the difference in all the rooms.
It's fun. It's definitely a feast for the eyes. I kind of set a color palette. And, of course, Palm Springs, the vibe itself, sets a tone. So the rooms tend to be fairly cohesive compared to other decorator show houses in the country. I tackle the kitchen myself. I have to give all my, you know, famous friends the good rooms. good rooms. But to me, it's selfish because the kitchen is the heart of the home. And so I design the kitchen myself. Our living room is already installed by this great guy from LA named Joe Lucas. And he knocked it out of the park. We have a Michael Berman from LA in Palm Springs doing rooms. We have the famous Celery Kemble from Palm Beach. You can buy her products at Home Goods. Like, speaking of, you know, something that's affordable, Celery is a very, very high-end designer. And I think you have to be from Palm Beach to be named Celery. But she's a lovely, lovely, good friend of mine. You can actually buy her products at Home Goods. So these are really, you know, well-known tastemakers that also do have a product lines which you can take home.
That's so great, because, you know, sometimes when people think of interior designers, they get intimidated because you're like, oh my gosh, that's really expensive. I can't afford that. So are there other stores that you would recommend, like Home Goods, that people can go to and shop if they're looking for good quality?
Absolutely. So I'll give a couple of my faves right now. Honestly, I think CB2 is killing it right now.
I agree. I love that place.
They are knocking it out of the park. Even, you know, Goop's new line. You know, we love to hate Gwyneth, but honestly, she killed it. really, really good stuff. And one of my favorite vintage sources online, and it's affordable, is a website called Cherish. C-H-A-I-R-ish, Chairish, get it? I know it's super clever.
Sure.
So Chairish Online has like lots of, you know, vintage stuff. It's actually really affordable. So those are two of my favorite sources.
Well, awesome.
Right now.
Christopher Kennedy, I will see you this weekend. And if you want tickets, the Modernism Week itself runs the 14th to 24th, and the home tour tickets can be purchased at www.modernismweek.com. Christopher Kennedy, we'll post all this information on the website and on social media as well. We love you, and I'll see you in just 24 hours.
Yeah, thank you so much, Christopher Kennedy. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Big hugs.
Bye.
All right, guys. We'll be right back. We are the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com. I am so excited to go home and decorate my apartment, so I have to go. Bye.
The Morning Beat with Jay and...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and we have shocking new details about R. Kelly. He is back in the headlines with a new video that surfaced featuring R&B superstar, like I said, R. Kelly. This video, it's a VHS tape that appears to show Kelly having, you know what, actually I should preface, if you have any children or young people around, this is probably a good time to take them out of the room.
Yeah.
Because this story is a little bit explicit in nature and very troubling. CNN has seen the VHS tape that appears to show R. Kelly having sex with a girl who refers to her body parts as 14 years old.
Ugh.
Now, this tape was acquired by Michael Avenatti, who did turn it into the Cook County State Attorney's Office in Chicago last weekend. Avenatti went on to say that my client knows the identity of the girl and R. Kelly. He identified two of them on the videotape. He works for and has known R. Kelly for decades. He met the girl on a number of occasions. The video is really troubling, much more in line with what many of the women who the accusers say happened. This is a very explicit and clear video, allegedly, that shows R. Kelly having sex with what appears to be this 14-year-old girl in the living room, another time in the bedroom. A naked man who appears to be R. Kelly is seen performing sex acts with her. Like I said, you can hear that she is calling him daddy multiple times.
Ugh.
They both refer to her genitalia as 14-year-old. Expletive that I can't say on the radio many times. The video is about 42 minutes and 45 seconds long. And, you know, this has been his supporters have been very loud that he is innocent of these allegations. While there's been a huge movement to mute R. Kelly. Michaela, what do you make of this?
I mean, listen, this story goes very close to home for me, because when I was molested, I was 14 years old.
Right.
And so a lot of people I find not realizing, like, 14 is really young.
Right.
Like, although you're developing, maybe you're dating, maybe you're a freshman in high school, it's really young. And mm-hmm. it's very clear that R. Kelly, one, knew exactly what he was doing. Two, the allegations are very much true. And three, although she may have been a willing participant, because people always go to this, which is so weird. Like, there's going to be a clapback. Well, obviously, she wasn't being held captive. Like, if she's enjoying it, she's 14 years old.
Yeah, we've decided in this civilized society that you cannot make decisions about having sex with a minor because they are not fully formed and they are still minors. It is
Absolutely.
Still an illegal act, and they don't have the consciousness to make that decision for themselves as
yeah.
adults. We're supposed to protect these kids.
And I don't care if she was saying daddy. I don't care if she looked like she was enjoying it.
He's a superstar.
He is a pervert, and that is perverted to, you know, be trying to entice a 14-year-old like that. And so, you know, I'm pleased that they have the video
to prove,
so that people can see it for themselves.
Yeah.
You've got to lock this man up. He's a predator.
Yeah, and I think, you know, again, he's a rich and powerful man. Many of the girls that he groomed wanted to be performers themselves. They wanted to be close to the spotlight. He offered them that and then slowly started stripping them of their basic rights and humanity. You can't come into this room. I need you to wear that. I don't like when you wear that. You need to ask for food. You need to ask permission to leave and enter rooms. I mean, that is what has been alleged against him. And now, if this video is verified, he could possibly stand trial again for this specific incident, which will hopefully send him to prison, where I think, if this is all true, he belongs.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, we'll keep you updated, as always, on that. Now, when we come back, we've got News on the Beat, where we're highlighting some of today's hottest topics. And then I am so excited for our comedian today. I held a fundraiser that Jay was a part of. Mm-hmm. We got to meet all of these really great comedians. But I've known Dana Goldberg for a while, and I'm so happy that she's joining us on Channel Q. So stick around with new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.